I was born, either in 1825 or in 1828, the son of Giuseppe Fattori and my mother, Lucia Nannetti. I can't tell you the parish, but I believe I was born in Via del Monte.
So wrote Giovanni Fattori in 1902, with an almost careless tone, in a letter to his friend and pupil, Guglielmo Micheli. Yet, in that street in the center of Livorno, today called Via della Corinzina, began the life of a painter destined to redefine Italian painting in the 19th century and to lay the groundwork for the art of the following century. Via del Monte took its name from an old pawn shop in Italian Monte dei Pegni, located there since the 17th century. It was a long, narrow lane set in a working-class district, a few steps from Piazza delle Erbe, today Piazza Cavallari, where the food market has animated the city life for centuries. It was here on the 6th of September, 1825, at number 918, that Giovanni Fattori was born. His birthplace was a severe and austere building with a brick facade and windows perhaps framed in pietra serena. The house survived the bombings of the Second World War, but was demolished in 1963, having fallen into a precarious state. A fate, unfortunately, shared by the birthplace of another great Livornese, the composer Pietro Mascagni, located just a few steps away. Fattori's house no longer exists today, but a marble plaque at number 22 recalls its presence. Giovanni was born into a modest family. His father, Giuseppe, originally from San Marcello Pistoiese, was a hemp merchant, a material essential for producing the ropes used in the ports. His mother, Lucia Nannetti, was from Florence. There was also Rinaldo, a half-brother born perhaps in 1811 from Giuseppe's first marriage, and a sister, Angelica. It was in this lively, working-class world, surrounded by the stalls of the market and the scent of hemp, that the story of one of the fathers of the Macchiaioli school of painting began. A story that, even through the shadows of time, continues to leave its mark today.